Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Don't Country Bob FM.
So, Chris just texted in saying they're getting big chunks in Rockford.
Big chunks.
Chunks of snow. I've never heard it described as chunks. You know, usually that's what, you know, big chunks of chocolate in your cookie or, you know, whatnot. I got chunks of guys like you in my stool.
That's right.
You know, just like Frank Sinatra used to say. Chris, thank you for that report. Somebody also texted in, FYI, Halloween in Ireland. We had some Halloween fun facts for you. Halloween in Ireland is actually a banker's holiday.
Oh, wow.
For the bankers there.
Nice.
Kind of a deal there.
I don't think we don't get Halloween off here at Bob FM.
No, we don't. No. It's not a national holiday. No. Or a federal holiday.
There's mail delivery and everything.
And that's important.
Everything is business as normal today.
Thursday, October 3rd. But everybody's dressed up trying to scare you. October 31st, 305th of the day. It's a Halloween. This date, 1517, Martin Luther. This is the beginning of the Protestant Reformation in Germany. Martin Luther posted his 95 theses on the door of the Wittenberg Palace Church. He had 95 of them. I'm not a great theologian. But this was the start of the Protestant Reformation, 1517. Martin Luther stands no more when it came to the Catholic Church, right? He pretty much Popeyed them.
He's mad as heck, and he's not going to take it anymore.
He had some spinach, and then he took his 95 theses and put them on the door. I mean, he didn't even hand it to him in person. I don't know, was there...
Wow.
It was no contact, just like, you know, when you order from DoorDash or else we're contact-free. You know, just drop it off on the porch, would you?
Yep.
1941 here this date.
On those Americans 10,000 years from now, when the weathering of the face of Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln shall have proceeded to a depth of perhaps a tenth of an inch. 10,000 years from now.
10,000 years, tenth of an inch. They won't even need spackle.
No.
Well, they don't need any spackle, any fill, or anything like that. So that was FDR dedicating Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore was completed, or as complete as it was going to get.
Yep.
You know, originally, what's his name? Borglum. He wanted it carved like almost all the way down to the ground. He wanted the chest and the more of the bust than just the head. You know, he wanted to go a little bit further down, almost all the way to the belt line. He wanted to show Teddy Roosevelt's gut.
Right. Prestigious as it was.
Right, exactly. He was barrel-chested. He was more of a barrel-chested man.
Yes, he was. He was.
Keep that in mind.
But it's had some makeover since, I believe, right? They did kind of a refurbisher. I don't know what it was.
Well, they trimmed all their ear hair or their nose hair.
Oh, that was a good move.
They got that out. It was,
It's quite the sight.
It was hanging vines had been growing through there, but it looked like nose hair from afar. Right. They had to get rid of it. 1984 in the news.
Mrs. Gandhi was apparently shot at her home in New Delhi by two members of her own security guard. Reports are that she was shot 8 to 10 times with four bullets, striking her in the lower abdomen. The security guards who shot Mrs. Gandhi were reportedly members of India's Sikh minority.
Ted Koppel, he likes to go abdomen instead of abdomen.
Right.
I wonder if he meant to do that or it was just the pressure of the moment got to him announcing the death of Indira Gandhi.
Isn't he Canadian? Maybe that's the way they say it.
Ted Koppel could be. A boot. Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi assassinated, again, by her bodyguards, by her security detail.
That's rough.
It was at her home in New Delhi. I mean, what can you do? You trust these people, and then they end up being on the wrong side of things. I'm sure they took some money to do it from the resistance or whatever it was. She was the daughter of the Mahatma, and then her son, who would be the grandson of Mohandas, the Mahatma, would then take over as prime minister. His name was I think it was Rajiv Gandhi. Was it not Rajiv Gandhi?
That sounds
Gandhi?
Right, yes.
So
yes.
Indira Gandhi gunned down the state in 1984.
Gandhi.
1988, Debbie Gibson. Mm-hmm. It was Halloween after all, so she held a seance at her Halloween party to try and contact the spirits of Liberace and Sid Vicious.
Oh.
And I think neither of those showed up, but I think the guy who played the tambourine for Jerry and the Pacemaker showed up, though.
Well.
His spirit.
Sometimes you take what you can get.
Yes, indeed. Which is still something. Who cares who shows up? It's still something if they cross over. 1993 in the news.
Inside this trendy Hollywood nightclub. He was rushed to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, where police say he died 50 minutes later.
At this point in time, the exact cause of death is still under investigation.
Los Angeles homicide detectives say an autopsy will take place in the next few days and should reveal what caused the young actor's death.
That young actor, River Phoenix.
Sad.
Died at this in Los Angeles on this date at the age of 23. Drugs were involved.
Yes.
And it was pretty sad because he was off to a nice start in his acting career, the brother of Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, yes.
He had acted
It was very sad.
He had been in a few movies with Harrison Ford, including the third Indiana Jones. He was the young Indiana Jones.
Young Indiana Jones, yes.
In The Last Crusade back in 93. How about 2003? It was 10 years later.
The shark just came out of nowhere and, was grabbing hold of me. I just saw a gray blur. And then, I didn't really, feel anything. It just kind of, pulled me back and forth. And then after that, I just headed for the shore. I didn't really feel anything.
The shark bit off her arm and she didn't feel anything. And that's kind of natural. I mean, you're kind of doing the thing going on and you really don't feel it until you notice you go to scratch your nose with your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not there. That is
that's the problem.
Remember the surfer, Bethany Hamilton. She was only 13 years old when this happened, and also only 13 years old when she appeared on the Ellen Show. That's where that clip was from. And she was talking pretty matter-of-factly about when she was out for a little morning surf with her best friend's family in Kauai, and a 14-foot-long tiger shark bit her arm off.
Jeez.
They made a movie out of her.
Yeah,
Soul Surfer, I think is the name.
She
of
went
the movie.
On to surf. Again. Yeah. She
kept,
which she was has not deterred.
Which has to be kind of tricky because you know when you do any of that, you're trying to balance on a balance beam or you're walking on a high wire. You use your arms to balance, and if you only have one, then that changes the whole complexion of the thing.
Yeah. She's an athlete for sure.
Exactly. So that I wonder if they ever caught the shark. 2003. 2006 here this date in the news.
And now here's the star of the new Price is Right, Bob Barker.
I think this is an appropriate time to retire in that I have been on television, national television, for 50 years. And the show, I've been doing the show for 35. So I'd like to wrap it up neatly.
Yes, Bob Barker, this date, announced that he would retire. It wasn't his last show, but he announced that he would be retiring at the end of the 2006-2007 TV season, after 35 years of hosting The Price is Right.
Probably time.
It was probably time.
Retire the skinny microphone and go off to something else.
He and Gene Rayburn, skinny microphones, they had microphone envy. And it would be every TV season, Match Game would air, and then Price is Right would come on, and they would each have a longer microphone. Because they tried to outdo the other one's microphone.
Right, right.
And then this date 4 years ago, let's remember.
It tells me that goose-stepping morons like yourself should try reading books instead of burning.
Yes, Sean Connery died at the age of, he lived to be 90. Good long life for Sean Connery.
Yes.
And played James Bond. There he was. Oh, we made a reference to Indiana Jones 3 in The Last Crusade.
Yes. When I saw that he had passed away on this day, I was hoping we would get that audio clip, and you didn't disappoint.
No, that was 4 years ago. Sean Connery moved on into the category of gone. Not forgotten. Oh, we need to do a quiz here today because we have Little River Band tickets to give away again.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Let's do the quiz today. We didn't do it yesterday. Let's go back to the quiz.
Okay.
So Little River Band at the Medina Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
The 9th.
The 9th of November. All their great hits. Happy anniversary, baby. That's a good song right there. Wasn't a big hit for them, but I really like it. We Too is a good one, too. Or I should say, We Too is a good one also, not to confuse. So Little River Band, November 9th at the Medina. Listen for a question at the end of today's almanac so you can win those tickets. Happy birthday, Dan Rather.
Good evening. I'm Dan Rather, and I'm not wearing pants.
And the number one thing Dan Rather would never say on the CBS Evening News.
I made that last story up.
Now, if only Brian Williams would have said that, because he did. He would make stories up.
Yes, would have been a nice disclaimer.
Yes, his competition over on the other network, NBC. There's Dan Rather. He's 93 today. I think he's still doing interviews. Isn't he still doing what's called like the big interview or something? Or are those just replays that I'm seeing on the old, whatever it is, the Reels channel? Or it's one of those over there on the old satellite. But Dan Rather took over for Walter Cronkite. Tried to fill his shoes.
Big shoes. And he did a nice
big
job.
Shoes. Dan Rather, 93. Bill Murray's brother, Brian Doyle Murray.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put it right on the line. There have been a lot of complaints already. Fooling around on the course, bad language, smoking grass, poor caddying. So if you guys want to get fired, you want to be replaced by golf carts, just keep it up.
He was in charge of the caddies, the caddy shack. The guys are smoking grass, you know, which was kind of rough because over there at Bushwood, they were trying to keep their rough up, especially around the greens. Yeah. And these guys would be grabbing it and, you know, toking. Brian Doyle Murray just couldn't have it.
Well, no, he called him out, and he was great. Both him and his brother were outstanding.
And he was in a lot of movies with his brother.
He was, yes,
and
he was
in the Vacation movies as well, and Groundhog Day, and he was on SNL just like Bill, and he was a good character guy. And Brian Doyle Murray is 79. Song from the 70s. Are you going to hold your head up today, Neil?
I am, certainly.
When trick-or-treaters come to the door, hold your head up, would you? Look them in the eye. Lead singer for the group Argent. Rod Argent was not the singer.
That's almost a rock anthem.
I would call it an anthem.
That is big.
I was about to call it that. So that's Russ Ballard. 79 today on today's Bob Almanac.
With the World Series in full swing, we thought this was the perfect time for our 60 Minutes colleague, John Wertheim, to talk with the man they call Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
Jane Pauley, it's nice to know, you know, this is kind of natural. Male or female, you get to a certain age in your newscasting career, everybody has hair like Ted Koppel, including Jane Pauley. Watch her on Sunday morning. She's sporting a Ted Koppel. There's no doubt. It's a helmet.
Yep.
So Jane Pauley, 74.
She's still on. You're saying
she's still on. Sunday she's mornings. On the CBS Sunday Morning Show.
Yeah.
She.
I always liked her.
They almost forced her to change her name to Charles, because you had Charles Carolt, and then there was Charles. Both of them were named Charles.
Yes.
The two hosts of that show that hosted it like a combined 50 years. Carolt is the other one, and there's one that I can't remember the last one now, but he was Charles too. But that's Jane Pauley. Jane Charles Pauley is 74.
Do you live at home?
No, I'm in the dorms. What about you?
I live in a house.
Phi Delta?
No.
Alpha Tau Omega?
No. Mama, Papa, Sister.
She was Richie's girlfriend turned wife, eventually on Happy Days. Remember Lori Beth?
Yes.
And he didn't want to admit that he was going to college but still living with his family.
Oh,
Mama, Papa,
that was
Sister.
Very clever.
It was very good. Gary Marshall was very clever and very good. Those shows were outstanding. All the whole Happy Days family, because you've got Laverne and Shirley spun off of that. Mork and Mindy spun off of that as well. And that's Linda Goodfriend here today, 74. From SNL, Rob Schneider.
This was due in Cleveland last month. I could be fired. Can you help me?
No problem, ma'am. You can count on us.
When it has to be there overnight, call the other guys. When it had to be there 3 weeks ago, call Jiffy. First, we'll backdate the receipt. Then our technicians will age the package according to your specifications. We can stain it, soil it, recreate delivery mishap and trauma. Even simulate international misrouting.
And after it got to Hong Kong, well, we just lost track of it.
Luckily, it turned up in our warehouse.
You guys are pathetic.
Another great parody from Saturday Night Live. I don't know if their parodies are as good as they have been in the past, but that's a good one right there. Jiffy Express delivery with Rob Schneider. He is 61.
We love him as the guy sitting by the copy machine, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that him?
That was him, yeah. The Richmeister. The Richmeister.
With the Senstress.
Wasn't he Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo?
I think so.
Was that him?
I believe so.
Rob Schneider is 61. He got a country artist today.
He sure looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway.
Yeah, you're really tight with Darryl Worley now. You guys trade birthday cards and cards and letters.
Barn caught fire.
Why did his barn catch fire? What happened there? Did you get an
electrical fire?
Oh, yeah, you got to watch that.
Lost a lot of his valuable things.
Yikes. Darryl Worley, happy birthday today. He is 60. It's the 60th. Darryl Worley.
All right.
You remember the Beastie Boys?
Well,
you
got to
remember the Beastie Boys, and, you know, they're going to fight for your right and do the whole thing here. One of the Beastie Boys. And he's one of our rappers of the day today. His name is Ad Rock. His real name is Adam Horovitz.
Okay.
From Beastie Boys, Ad Rock, here today, 58.
You wake up late for school, man, you don't want to go.
That's him right there. He was one of the
Now,
red
this
hat.
Is rap that I can enjoy. I mean, this is good.
No.
He's the one in the red hat in that video and other videos, Ad Rock. Here today, 58. This guy.
Stop, collaborate and listen. I sit back with my
You probably don't mind this one either. Even though they ripped off Queen and David Bowie.
Will it ever stop? Yo,
he did. Vanilla Ice.
And I glow to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Because it kind of reminds me of like Funky Cold Medina. That
yeah, it's
guy,
got that feel
know.
To it, yeah.
It's kind of got that feel. And that, you know, that's the stuff that I enjoyed.
Vanilla Ice. 57 for Vanilla Ice here today.
So you're enjoying yourself?
I'm three sheets to the wind, man.
I'm so happy for you. But it takes the edge off, doesn't it? So where's your little date tonight?
Oh, no date. It was a bathroom incident.
Yeah, there was a bathroom incident, but that did not hurt him and hurt his chances with Stifler's mom.
Right.
He was Finch in the American Pie movies. Eddie K. Thomas is 44. And for you Marvel fans...
Why didn't you just reprogram the synapses to work collectively?
Because we didn't think of it.
I'm sure you did your best.
She just told Bruce Banner, I'm sure you did your best.
Right.
That is Shuri, who is the Black Panther's sister.
Yes.
And, you know, she's a genius when it comes to technology and everything. She's setting him up with all his stuff. It's Letitia Wright from
she
the
did a
Marvel.
Great job in that. I enjoyed her in that.
Cinematic Universe from Black Panther and the Avengers. 31 today.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. Explorer, navigator. You know, he gets a bad rap, but maybe he wasn't that good of a guy at the end of the day. But he did sail the ocean blue in 1492, as we recall. Christopher Columbus, born on this day in 1451. She gave us, really, the Girl Scouts of America. They were originally mentioned, they called the Girl Guides, and then became the Girl Scouts of America. Juliet Gordon Law, 1860. We like his name. We don't really know a lot about him. Chiang Kai-shek, the former Chinese president. Chiang Kai-shek was born on this day in 1887. First,
bless you.
What's that? Yes, I know. It almost sounds like. Our first audio of the day, well, she spent many years in the saddle next to Roy Rogers, the great Dale Evans, 1912.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Oh, quite a team.
Happy trails to you.
Got to remember Trigger and Bullet. I don't know. What was her horse's name? I don't know. Probably had a name. Dale Evans there, born on this day, 1912.
She You're was the old West guy. You're
I know,
the old
I should
West
know
guy.
That. I'll do some digging. Emmy award-winning actor. She won Emmy for her work on Dallas. It's Barbara Bel Geddes. And it's TV theme time.
Oh, the oil derricks.
Very nice. From Dallas, again, Barbara Bel Geddes. She was also in the movie Vertigo with Jimmy Stewart and some others, born on this day in 1922. He manned the Apollo 11 module while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin got to frolic on the moon. Somebody had to stay back, and that was Michael Collins, born on this day, 1930. One of both of our favorites, Jim, the great Michael Landon, 1936.
I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill. That's a family quarrel. It'll be over in a few days.
I'm not so sure. Oh, Charles, really, it was so bad.
I bet it was.
There's the Michael Landon laugh for you.
An outtake, huh?
Yes. No, that's not an outtake. That was part of the scene. He was laughing because Mrs. Olson had dumped a full bowl and basket of eggs on the top of Nels' head at the Mercantile. They had a little fight over the price of eggs. And,
yeah, well, they still would.
Harriet was not going to give Caroline the price that she deserved, but Nels wanted to give her the price that she deserved, and... you know, Harriet's the one who runs the store, and Nell's got in the way, and, well, let's just say she made an omelet out of what Harry had left.
Very nice. Well, of course, he was Little Joe on Bonanza, then Charles Ingalls on your program, Little House on the Prairie, then Jonathan Smith on Highway to Heaven. Just great, great actor, character. He and Johnny Carson, their friendship, well-documented. We lost him, I think he was only 59 or something when he passed. Due to cancer, Michael Landon, 1936. He traded barbs with Hawkeye and the crew at the 4077. David Odgen Stiers played Winchester on MASH, born on this day in 1942.
It's 120 degrees. Why aren't you sweating?
In the first place, I don't sweat. I perspire. And in the second place, I don't perspire.
That is Winchester. To a T. Little bit of a blowhard, maybe, but end of the day, you know, fine doctor.
Right.
And could take a punch and give one out. David Odgen Stiers played that role so well, born on this day in 1942.
The major, his full name was Major Charles Emerson Winchester III.
Correct. Yes, a very proud heritage and a proud name for him. And one of the greats of our era in comedy, nobody better than John Candy.
Belle. Oh. Oh. Why did you kiss my ear? Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Pretty good. He and Steve Martin made a pretty good team there.
Yes, and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So, Uncle Buck, Cool Runnings. So you can't forget. He really got his start in Stripes.
SCTV, too.
SCTV. The guy was a comic genius. The great John Candy. Again, another one that we lost way too young. Big man, born on this day, 1950. Sadly, they're all gone. But not forgotten.
How old was he when he died? Was he only like 44? 43?
Yeah, I was going to say early 40s. Mid-40s, yeah.
So here's the Little River Band tickets that we're giving away here today. Pair of tickets, Little River Band, Medina. Don't be a lonesome loser. Be a celebrant winner here on the Bob FM quiz for the Almanac here today. The question today is, Earlier in the birthdays, we had Linda Goodfriend turn 74 here today. She played the girlfriend and eventually the wife of Richie Cunningham.
Yes.
What was her name on the show? It's a two-name name. Her first name, but she was two names. She was blank blank.
Yes.
Lori what? I just gave people a clue there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably a good one.
Her first name.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh.
But that was, that's what they called her, first name, middle name.
Yes. Right.
So Lori blank.
Okay.
Linda Goodfriend. What was her character's name on Happy Days? Lori what? 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. Call in, win. First one, correct answer wins. Right. We're all a winner here because Neil gets to host a Bobathon, no repeat workday. It's going to be a stretch of music you are not going to forget.
I'm going to go out and make a snowman during this.
Yeah, you sent me a picture. Like you got some accumulation.
You can't see my patio furniture anymore.
Brad Paisley, water. I saw the light, Winona, or Blackhawk. I'm not strong enough to say no.
Well, what are we? About 3 weeks away from Blackhawk? Better get them started. Probably 2 weeks away. Let's do Blackhawk here.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLC.